Catholic Answers, to explain and defend the faith, visit us online at catholic.com. The Amazing Self-Reading, Self-Interpreting Bible. One of the Protestant Reformation's most dangerous ideas is that Scripture is somehow self-interpreting. By Joe Heschmeyer. One of the most dangerous ideas of the Protestant Reformation is that Scripture is somehow self-interpreting. According to this view, Scripture is so clear that we don't need an infallible Catholic Church. The idea originates with Luther, but Protestants often believe it's something taught by Scripture itself. Professor John Gerstner, 1914-1996, argued in favor of this view against Catholicism by saying,
"First, Rome denies that the Bible is a self-interpreting revelation. The Bible declares itself to be self-explanatory. This is called the doctrine of the perspicuity of the Scriptures, the see-throughableness of the Scripture. It may be understood in its own light. What is obscure in one passage will be clearer in another. What is incomplete here is completed there. What is a figure in one place is a commentary in another."
The claim that the Bible is self-interpreting revelation is not only unbiblical, but incoherent, like saying the book reads itself. Someone interprets the Bible. He may do that infallibly or fallibly, well or poorly, but the text doesn't interpret itself. We see this in action within Scripture. Jesus tells the parable of the wheat and the weeds, Matthew 13:24-30. At St. Peter's request, he then explains the parable's meaning, v.v. 36-43. The parable didn't explain itself, Jesus explained it. Likewise, on the road to Emmaus, Jesus walks with two of his disciples and, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself, Luke 24:27. St. Luke doesn't say Scripture interpreted itself to the disciples. Jesus interpreted it. Likewise, St. Philip was led by the Holy Spirit to an Ethiopian eunuch. So Philip ran to him, and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him, Acts 8:30-31. Notably, the man didn't reply, "Of course I understand it. The book of Isaiah is self-interpreting." Instead, someone, this time, Philip, explained its meaning. This is the role of the church, but it's also the role of the theologian and the preacher. St. Paul tells St. Timothy to attend to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, to teaching, 1 Timothy 4:11. That is, he's called to read Scripture and then to explain what it means, just as Jesus did in the synagogue, Luke 4:16-22. So where does the Bible ever declare itself to be self-explanatory, or promise that what is a figure in one place is a commentary in another? Gerstner offers no citation for the simple reason that none exists. Even the idea that what is obscure in one passage will be clearer in another is question begging, since Christians don't agree about which passages are clear and which are obscure. As the Calvinist historian Alistair McGrath explains,
"Luther and Zwingli were unable to agree on the meaning of such phrases as 'this is my body,' which Luther interpreted literally and Zwingli metaphorically, and 'at the right hand of God,' which, with apparent inconsistency on both sides, Luther interpreted metaphorically and Zwingli literally. The exegetical optimism of the early Reformation may be regarded as foundering on this rock. Scripture, it seemed, was far from easy to interpret."
In response to the Catholic observation that Scripture needs interpretation, Gerstner says,
"If the Bible must be interpreted by the Church in order to render its meaning certain, then the interpretation of the Church will have to be interpreted by another authority to make its meaning certain, and then there will need to be an interpreter of the interpreter, and so on ad infinitum."
If this were true, it would mean that no one could ever explain anything. That is, Gerstner isn't so much arguing against Catholicism as he is arguing against communication and knowledge of the truth in general. If his argument were true, it would prove agnosticism, not Protestantism. It's also logically unsound. Certain passages of the Bible admit of multiple interpretations, they could mean A or B. If the Church clarifies, it means A and not B, that clarification doesn't necessitate some further clarification, the argument simply doesn't follow. If the Ethiopian needs Philip to explain Isaiah, it doesn't follow that he must also need someone else to explain Philip, and so on ad infinitum. But Gerstner gives his whole argument away immediately after this.
"Our various Protestant church courts actually provide authoritative interpretations on most points when such decisions are necessary. But there is a difference between authoritative and infallible decisions. Compare, for example, the necessity for an authoritative interpretation of the Constitution. A Supreme Court performs that task. Yet what American believes the Supreme Court is infallible? Still, its decisions prevail as a matter of necessity. The Protestant Church has provided for authority so that decisions can be rendered when necessary, but has avoided the error of investing this authority with infallibility. The Protestant Church, not being infallible, can err, has erred, will err. There is one error, however, which it has not made, and that is the greatest of them all, the error of thinking it cannot err.
So Gerstner actually recognizes the need for the Church to provide authoritative interpretations when necessary. The difference is simply that Protestant Church's decisions can't be trusted, because we don't know if they're erroneous, and they can err, have erred, and will err. This is a remarkable concession for a few reasons. First, if Scripture is as clear and self-interpreting as Gerstner is claiming, why aren't the Protestant teachings clear? How is it that there's more than one Protestant denomination, and why isn't each denomination sure that its own interpretation of Scripture is the right one? In one and the same argument, Gerstner is arguing that Scripture is so clear that there's no need for an infallible church to interpret it, but also that it's so unclear that Protestants can't escape from continually erring in interpreting it, and that the greatest error possible is thinking that we cannot err in our interpretation. Second, the stakes here are higher than with the Supreme Court. The Constitution isn't divinely inspired. Scripture is. If a denomination gets its authoritative interpretation wrong, it's forcing its members to either go into schism or accept heresy, both of which are condemned in the New Testament. But since the various Protestant church courts actually provide authoritative interpretations that contradict one another and cannot be trusted as free from error, that's precisely what Protestantism has to offer. The fact that well-meaning and well-read Protestants disagree with one another on the meaning of biblical passages should suffice to prove that Scripture isn't self-interpreting. The fact that God gave us Scripture to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 3:15, should make Protestants care enough to find a church capable of reliably interpreting what Scripture means without the constant danger that they might be endorsing heresy.